Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online, and we would love to hear from you. The lines are open right now, and we invite your call to 844-322-2742. If there's something you'd like to talk about, perhaps the joy that's come into your life as a matter of you're coming into faith with the Lord Jesus Christ and receiving His life, a lot of joy there, friends. Well, give us a call. We'd like to discuss it with you. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Joy is one of those things. It's a work of grace in a person's life. We have it because God has done a work there. And it's something that will never leave us. And I just think that's something that we as believers really need to pay more attention to, because in reality, that joy becomes our strength as we power through the circumstances of life. There's a lot of people, especially here at Christmas time during the holiday season, get down on themselves. Their loneliness intensifies. Their feelings of isolation may intensify. Their feelings of depression may grow stronger in their lives because they're really looking at their circumstances. And those feelings just overwhelm in such a powerful way. But we have something that inside of us that can give us strength to get through those times. And that is the joy of the Lord. And that joy comes to us by the grace of God. Grace and joy work hand in glove, cause and effect. Grace is what causes joy in the heart of a human being. God has done something for us that we could not do for ourselves. And because He's done something that we could not do for ourselves, our hearts respond with joy. That's just the way the grace of God works. That's just what it does in our lives. Now, we can't see all of that work. That's why Paul told us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that we live by faith, not by sight. That's an important thing for us to understand. We as believers live by faith and not by sight. We once lived by sight. That's how the world operates. It sees things, it wants those things, and it goes after it. That's how we used to live, but not anymore. We live by faith and not by sight. And Peter addressed this in his first letter. He said, though you have not seen Him. So none of us can see God. So it takes faith to know that He exists. That's part of what faith is, knowing that God exists. He certainly has made His presence known, His characteristics visible through the creation. But we still can't see Him. God is spirit. We can't see God. But though we have not seen Him, we love Him. Isn't that crazy that we love somebody that we can't see? But that's truth. And we do. Why? Because Christ has made the unseeable God seen to us through His death, burial, and resurrection. So we love Him. And even though we don't see Him now, we can't see God now. And even though we can't, we believe in Him. And because we believe in Him, we are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. See, that faith in the finished work of Christ, in the reality of God Himself living in us, is the cause for great joy. Yeah. It's what makes the heart glad, and it's that gladness of heart, that joy of the Lord, that becomes our strength as we live in this world full of things, rotten things that we can see, but this strength that we get from the invisible God is what enables us to power through and experience true abundance of life through faith in Jesus.
True joy in the Lord Jesus Christ. And friends, if you'd like to join the conversation, we want to hear from you right now. 844-322-2742 is the number to dial in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. Well, of course, we're well into the Christmas holiday season, and this year, what if the gifts you gave to the postman, the hairdresser or haircutter, or to the neighbors could actually have an eternal impact? Well, Christmas gifts can carry the message of God's love to everyone on your list. One good idea, I think, is the gift of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, Bob Christopher's great book. give that this year for Christmas, and I know that people will be blessed, and as I said, it could have an eternal impact. We have great discounts available right now, and there's still plenty of time to get your copies in time for gift giving. Simply call 844-412-2742 during Central Time office hours. That's 844-412-2742, or you can visit SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com on the web. Again, SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com. Do it today, and have an eternal impact in your gift giving this Christmas holiday season. Well, again, 844-322-2742. We want you to join the conversation, so give us a call. In the meantime, a question from Mark in Lexington says, what does the sinner need to say and do to be saved? I've noticed the basic gospel doesn't speak much about how a listener who is not saved and is alone can be born again. What must they confess? Do they pray the sinner's prayer or what? That's from Mark in Lexington.
Well, Mark, I would certainly kind of push back on the fact that you don't hear much from us, because we're speaking to that topic all the time.
Every day.
You know, every single day. This is the basic gospel broadcast. So we're constantly talking about the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the salvation that comes to us is by grace through faith in Jesus. So Paul put it this way in Romans 10, where he said that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. That's what it takes to be saved. And how does that happen? How does one confess with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord? Well, God's Spirit has to reveal that to them. And once he does, then they can speak that, just as Peter in response to Jesus' question, who do you say that I am? When he stood up and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus said to him that this came to you by revelation from my Father. God the Father had made that truth known to Peter. So when asked the question, he stood and gave the answer. So God's Spirit is going to move people to confess with their mouths that Jesus is Lord, and it's going to move them to believe in their hearts that Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead, that God the Father has raised him from the dead. And those who do those two things are saved according to the Scriptures. We see other texts that says if you just look to Jesus, if you just call upon his name, if you believe and receive, all of those are different ways to communicate what faith is. That is our response to God's initiative in our lives. And those two, grace through faith, work hand in glove. So grace can come, but if it's not responded to by faith, there is no salvation.
Right.
Now, Mark may be thinking about repentance. Where does repentance come into play? Well, I think when the Holy Spirit has given you clarity about the person and work of Jesus, you're changing your mind about him, and that's what repentance is. When Paul met Jesus on the road to Damascus, his mind changed. Not because he said, oh, Lord, I'm sorry for all the things that I've done in the past. He simply saw the plan of God in the person of Jesus standing right in front of him, and his mind was changed instantly. And that's what true repentance is. We try all sorts of things out there in life, and when finally that gospel message hits our heart in such a clear way, our mind changes. And that's the aspect of faith. We see the plan of God, and our mind moves to the plan of God, and we receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, confessing with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, believing in our hearts that God raised him from the dead. Richard?
Yeah, I love the phrase you've used many times. The phrase is moment of clarity. The Spirit works in our hearts constantly, even when we're lost. I mean, the Spirit is constantly wooing us, and he brings us to a moment of clarity. And if we let that one go by, he'll bring us to another moment of clarity. And it's those moments that give us the opportunity to choose to believe Jesus. So there's really no process to this. There's really no approved wording or anything like that. It is just that response to the drawing of the Holy Spirit in one's life, and you say, well, maybe this Jesus is somebody I should be paying attention to.
Yes, indeed.
And that's all he needs. I mean, that's really all he needs, and he starts revealing more and more, and then we come to that point of saying, well, Jesus is Lord, and he did raise from the dead, and I'm following him. It's so much easier than we've tended to make it. And yet it's hard because it's a faith thing. Even the choice to believe Jesus is a faith response to the initiative of the Father in our hearts.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, as Mark said, what if somebody's out there listening that's lost? Well, let us encourage you. If you are in that category, if you're sensing the tug of Christ on your heart, today, receive him.
Yeah.
And it's as simple as this, confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Say it out loud, because you've believed in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. Your enemy, sin and death, have been defeated.
Yes.
There's nothing holding you back. Receive him today. Now, we've had a number of people call us on the broadcast, and we've asked them to pray with us. Now, prayer doesn't save. It's a by grace through faith in Jesus reality. Jesus saves. He's the one that makes us alive together with Christ. And that's what salvation is,
yes,
isn't it? We were dead in sin and our transgressions and sins, but God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive together with Christ. So salvation is being made alive together with Jesus, being raised spiritually exactly the way Jesus was raised from the dead physically. So we're raised to walk in the newness of life. That happens at that moment of belief. So by grace through faith. So we've encouraged people to express that faith by a prayer. And like I said, prayer doesn't save, but we ask people to say something along these lines. So if you're sensing the tug of Jesus in your life right now, you want to receive him, could you just express that and pray along with me as I pray right now? Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to this earth. Thank you for inhabiting a body that would become the sin offering that would take away my sin once and for all. Thank you for being raised from the dead so that I could be made alive together with you. And so I believe in my heart that God has genuinely raised you from the dead. I believe that you're alive today and that you want to offer me your very life. And so now in this moment of humility, by faith, I receive you into my life as my Lord, as my Savior, as my God, as my best friend. Thank you for coming to live inside of me as the Word has promised. Thank you for making me into a child of God so that I could live by faith in your love, your grace, your mercy, and forgiveness. And I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.
And friends, if you prayed along with Bob and asked the living Christ into your life, we would love to hear from you. You can call right now, 844-322-2742. Let us know during the 3 o'clock hour Central Time, or you can email us at bob@basicgospel.net. Either way, a great way, we would love to know that we have a new brother or sister in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, indeed.
And we appreciate always hearing from our listeners, Bob and Richard. And friends, if you have a question you'd like us to answer or discuss on the Basic Gospel Radio program, just phone 844-322-2742. That number is available around the clock so that you can call live, as I said, during the 3 o'clock Central Time hour, or you can record your question, and we'll get to it soon on the Basic Gospel program. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. It's alive and active right now. In addition, you can go online to basicgospel.net/ask and record or write your question. Again, that site is basicgospel.net/ask. Well, Alicia took the opportunity to drop us a question. She says, I have absolutely no question of my salvation. I feel his presence with me and see the changes in my heart, attitude, and ways, but I still feel discouraged because I can't break the habit of taking things too personally. My job site is the place where I feel most disconnected, and because I spend so much time there, it bothers me that I keep falling into the trap of the enemy every day. I work with a much younger girl who can be so graceful, attentive, and social with everyone but me. Unless I talk to her, she doesn't even acknowledge me. I find it hard to like her. Although I don't hate her, it's just awkward to be the one always to speak up first. I just don't feel very godly around her because her rejection makes me feel invisible. Please forgive me the trivial state of this email, but to me it isn't trivial. She says, I listen to your program and support you on a monthly basis. And again, that's from Alicia in Far Rockaway, New York.
Well, we certainly appreciate Alicia standing with us and delivering this good news of Jesus out through the airwaves. We can't do it without people like Alicia who are giving of their financial resources to help support this broadcast. So first and foremost, Alicia, thank you for that. You raise a very important question. I think it's one that all of us face, and we like for people to like us. And that's a sense of self-worth to us. That's a sense of a positive self-image. And when we feel like we're being rejected, that really attacks our sense of self-worth. And what we need to learn from that is we can't put our sense of self-worth in the opinions of others or in the behaviors of others toward us.
Yes.
Because those opinions shift and change constantly. So if we're going to be secure in who we are, our foundation, as far as our identity is concerned, has to be in Christ. His opinion of us never changes. What he says about us never changes. What he has made of us is an eternal thing. So we were sinners. We were saved by grace. Now we are children of God, saints by calling. That will never change. So we need to allow our self-image to be rooted and grounded right there. So in a situation like this, Alicia, I would say to you, let this be a reminder to say thank you to the Lord Jesus for the identity that you have in him. So use this as an opportunity to express your gratitude, express a heart of thankfulness to the Lord for what he's already accomplished in your life. And so as those roots grow down into Christ and your identity in Christ, then these signs of rejection that come from other people aren't going to hurt as deeply. And like I said, most of us, we're relying on the opinions of others to make us feel better about ourselves. That's just a natural human thing. Welcome to humanity. That's just how we roll, so to speak. But I think God uses those things to teach us that our real identity needs to be grounded in Christ Jesus. Yeah. Richard?
There's an aspect of this that I recognize because I've done it, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. You have a bad experience at work, and so the next day you get up and say, you know, that's going to be a bad experience at work today. You know, somebody's not going to acknowledge me. They're not going to even know that I exist. And I carry that attitude right into the office, and sure enough, they don't acknowledge me, and now they don't even know I exist. And then the third day I bring it, and pretty soon you've developed a habit of just presuming the worst. I mean, my family calls me Eeyore for good reason. but there comes a point where you have to stop and say, I'm the one that's making this true. I mean, they probably have no idea that they're responding to me like that, except that they find me uncomfortable to be around because I'm carrying this chip on my shoulder or whatever it is. And so understanding who you are in Christ takes the pressure off. You can be friendly to someone without any expectation of quid pro quo. There's no return necessary. I work with you, I respect you, I love you because Jesus loves me. And we just leave it at that. The pressure is gone personally. That means I'm not offering pressure in a hidden way to the other person. And when you let all that pressure off and engage in conversation just because it's there, things do change. They really do. And so the identity issue is critical here for yourself, as well as allowing other people to be who they are, and all you have to do is love them in Christ.
Right. And the last aspect of this, which I think is an important one, is we don't really know what somebody else is going through.
Uh-huh.
So they may be having the worst day ever, and they didn't respond to you because they were thinking about something else.
Yeah.
There was something of greater concern in their life. Now, that's hard for us to take, that there's something greater than good old me and my feelings and what I want people to think about me. But, yes, they're probably going through some difficult circumstance. Something may be weighing heavy on their hearts and minds. So recognizing your identity in Christ actually makes you sensitive and empathetic to yes. what somebody else may be going through. And you, in recognizing that, may be the blessing in their life
yes.
that they need.
At exactly the right
time. So recognize that you have joy because of the work of Christ.
Yes.
Let that joy be your strength. Give you the courage, the boldness to stand, to be sensitive, and reach out
yeah,
to others.
To serve.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Friends, I have a recommendation for you. Bob Christopher's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, is a great idea for the people inside and outside your family this Christmas. And that's a gift that can have eternal impact. And right now, we have a great discount going available. There's still plenty of time to order before Christmas. So just dial the regular number, the order line number, 844-412-2742 during Central Time office hours. Again, 844-412-2742. Or you can go online to SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com. Again, that website specially for the book, SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com. You can get the study guide there as well that we go through on Fridays on the basic gospel. But either way is a great way. Just give Billy a call during Central Time office hours at 844-412-2742. Or, as I said, go online to SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com.
Talked to a friend of mine at lunch today, and he said one of his greatest joys was just passing out books.
Yeah.
He goes and visits a lot of companies around the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. He always has books with him. And if he meets somebody new, it's a conversation starter. You know, here's a book that has helped me, that has been instrumental in my life as far as my faith in Jesus Christ. I'd love for you to have this. And it's opened up a lot of doors of opportunity to be able to share the good news of God's love and grace. Sometimes we don't feel comfortable trying to broach the subject just in conversation. But when equipped with a book, it just opens up those conversations.
Absolutely.
So let this be a ministry tool for you. Read it for yourselves. Let the content really push you into the Word of God so that you can understand this grace in which you live today, and then pass it on to others. I think it is a great way to reach out. We need to be catalysts for grace conversations.
Yeah.
Having a resource like this is one of those ways we can do that.
Absolutely. And again, during Central Time office hours, you can call 844-412-2742 or go online to SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com. Quick question from Doug from Jacksonville. Just wanted to deeply thank you all at Basic Gospel for the New Testament Giving Book. He says, I've been looking for something that does a good job in explaining the subject. Just love it. Plan to order a few more to have on hand to continue to share with others. Love you all. Been with you guys from way back, 20-plus years. Still listening, still supporting when I can. Press on. That's from Doug in Jacksonville.
Well, we appreciate those kind
yes.
words. You know, one of the big issues that people face is what to do with giving. You know, they've been hammered so long about you have to do this, you have to give this amount, you have to give this percentage, and if you don't, you're not going to be blessed. If you don't, you might lose your job. If you don't, you know, something horrible is going to happen to you. So they live in this fear about their giving. Well, that's not how God intended it. He says for us to give joyfully, generously, and we can only do so as new covenant believers. We have to recognize that we're no longer under the old, we're in the new covenant, a covenant that that started at the death of Jesus Christ and what informs us and shapes us as human beings. And it certainly shapes us in the area of giving. So we can excel in the grace of giving. And when we do, it's a real joy. And that's what that booklet is all about. And that's something that is so vitally important. You know, the Word of God starts with "in the beginning." It ends with "and may the grace of the Lord Jesus be with you."
Yeah.
And that should tell us something, that the grace of God needs to inform and shape every aspect of our lives, and including giving.
Yeah.
And once it does, as we start participating in the grace of giving, it will be the most joyful experience you could ever imagine. And you will really be able to say it is more blessed to give than to receive.
What's our goal for the rest of the year?
We need about $220,000 to reach our goal. We started out at $335,000 on December 1, so we've had quite a number of people give. We need more people to rally, to stand with us as Basic Gospel Nation and help us meet this year-end goal.
Just go online to basicgospel.net, click donate on any page. Well, we're out of time for this edition. For Bob Richard and the ministry staff, Bob Davis saying God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow. Hope you will too.